Happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's kind of the day after Thanksgiving for us here, although technically now it's the day after Thanksgiving, and by the time this comes out, it'll definitely be the day after Thanksgiving. Or depending on where you live, it'll be the day after the day after the day after Thanksgiving. So
either way, yeah, it's a late Thanksgiving wish.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope everybody had a great turkey day.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah, we did. I wasn't sure what I was going to end up doing for Thanksgiving this year, because normally I go to my mom's, but she is in Australia now,
yeah,
as I've mentioned several times.
And you don't normally do anything with your dad, right?
No. I guess my sister went to her boyfriend's family's house.
Yeah.
And yeah, my dad, I'm sure they do something. My dad and my stepmom do something for Thanksgiving, but I don't know what. I mean, I assume they have a meal because that's what everybody does, but
yeah.
I've never been invited. But that's fine with me. But yeah, well, you and me and Aldi ended up staying in.
Yeah, doing our own Thanksgiving. Because yeah, like you, I'd normally go to the relative's house.
Right.
And everything's cooked. But yeah, we did it all ourselves this time.
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Like, Aldi doesn't like turkey, which I can't fathom.
Yeah, it blows my fucking mind.
Because turkey's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But Aldi doesn't like turkey, so instead of getting a turkey, which getting a turkey would have been a pain in the ass anyway, because, I mean, we can all, you know, cook to get by, but none of us are, I don't think any of us have ever cooked a turkey. Yeah.
For all I know, it takes a while, and it takes a lot of attention.
Right.
I don't know. For all I know.
But so, yeah, so it's probably just for the best, but we ended up buying two pre-cooked rotisserie chickens.
Yeah. They were good. Barbecue and regular. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, so we had Thanksgiving chicken.
Yeah, we made stovetop stuffing.
Right.
What did we have? Some beef stew casserole we made.
Yeah, stovetop stuffing doesn't bother me. In fact, it's actually, I prefer that over like
any
homemade.
Other. Yeah.
Like I've had people's homemade grandma stuffing and it's got like walnuts and shit in it.
Yeah.
That's not right.
And it's always soggy anytime I eat it. It's
always
just
soggy.
Nasty. And it doesn't taste right. Yeah, stovetop's perfect, so.
It's delicious. I could eat that shit all day. That's probably my favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner, to be honest.
Yeah.
What else did we have?
Rolls. Rolls and Bosnian green bean.
Oh, yeah, Bosnian
beans. Green bean soup. I don't know.
But yeah, it was I don't good. Know what it is.
All kinds of good stuff, yeah. It was good.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. But yeah, we ran to the store because I forgot. I had to pick up a few things from the store, and Kyle went with me, and Aldi ended up like almost burning the apartment down.
Oh, right.
The beef stew casserole.
Yeah. Like, they bought a can of beef stew and some like, was it instant mashed potatoes?
It was refrigerated mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they put like a layer of, I forget what order it was in. There was like a layer of beef stew
on the bottom. Yep.
And then a layer of mashed potatoes.
Yep.
And then a layer of beef stew. And then a layer of mashed potatoes. That's not really a casserole. That's just a bunch of shit.
It's a big mess of. Actually, yeah, it was just beef stew, mashed potatoes, and cheese on top. That's it.
Oh, yeah, and there was cheese on top.
Yeah.
And it was good. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't good.
Yeah.
But it's not really. It's like beef stew in a rectangular dish.
Yeah. It was sloppy.
Yeah. And so she filled it way up. So it was like.
Yeah. When it was heating up, of course, it's going to expand all the juices and it overflowed the pan and dripped down to the bottom of the oven and just started smoking up the whole place.
Yeah. We came back from the store and the whole apartment was full of smoke.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we don't believe in smoke detectors.
Yeah.
All the smoke alarms have been deactivated.
Yeah, it took all the batteries out. Fuck that.
Which is, I'm sure, against building code
whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what was funny, when we got to the store, it was kind of raining out. It was cold. And as soon as we step in, this old lady came up to me, and she's like, "Is it still raining out there?" And I'm like, "Well, a little bit, a little drizzle. It's cold." She goes, "Oh, what'd she say?"
She said, "Oh, because I just got my hair done for $20 or $70.
$70.
Was it $70?
Yeah.
Even if it was $20, whatever. Who
whatever.
Cares?
Who gives a
She's
fuck?
This little old lady. She could have been wearing a wig for all I could tell. It was old lady hair. It was like I guess she got a perm, so she didn't want to get it wet.
Yeah.
Do we look like we care?
Yeah. Like, take a look outside. You're right by the door.
I know for a fact that I don't look like I'm concerned with the well-being of the elderly.
Yeah. Just right away, first impression, yeah.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. am I going to ruin my perm if I go outside? And then she opened up an umbrella. Like, so she was prepared. I don't
know. Why'd you even have to ask? Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. And then we're going through the store getting, you know, supplies for like last minute supplies. And this woman, this girl I know that used to work at Meijer, she sees me. Oh, hello, Ryan. I'm like, hey, shit. You know, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
She goes, can I get your advice on something? I'm like, all right. She goes,
I'm looking to buy my boyfriend a gold bracelet.
And that was it.
Yeah.
She started talking about where she wanted to buy it. And I was suggesting, well, I don't know, go to Walmart or something.
Yeah, she never gave you anything like to ask for your advice. Like, yeah. I'm looking at this one and this one, you know, this one's kind of like a braided thing. This one's more like a watch band. Nothing like that. It was just like, I'm looking for some advice.
Yeah.
But I don't actually want it.
They're all faggy. I don't know. It was weird. It was like everybody wanted our advice for some reason.
Yeah, just, that girl in particular, is like a little fucking troll.
Yeah, she's a little off.
And when she did work there, she got sent home once, I think, for shit in her pants. Yeah, she's a mess.
She shat herself. She got sent home for poor hygiene.
I don't know what's actually wrong with her, but she's got to be retarded in some form or another. Like, not just like, oh, you're a retard. No, like, really retarded.
Yeah.
Somehow or another.
Just vaguely, yeah. Something's definitely
something's
fucked
not right.
in her head. Yeah.
But she's, her whole family's weird. Like, she lives with, I believe, two lesbians, but one of them is her mom and one of them is her aunt.
And
but,
they're in the closet, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, but they're all adopted. All the kids are adopted. Yeah, so neither one
like
is really
yeah.
her mom.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the fact that they're lesbians. That's,
yeah.
That's just like, icing on the fucking weirdo cake. Like, under normal circumstances, a couple of lesbians with an adopted kid would be no big deal to me. But, like, it's a couple of really, like, old weirdo lesbians living in a house that was built for them by their church.
Yeah.
With a bunch of retarded adopted children.
They're all either retarded or disabled. Yeah.
And really Christian.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, and that girl... One time wrote, she writes stories, I guess. I guess she wants to be a writer.
Oh, yeah?
Or did at one point. And she brought a story in one time for somebody to read. It wasn't for me to read, but I ended up reading part of it.
Yeah.
And it was all about a young slave girl. It was about like a girl.
What the fuck?
A girl and her slave girl or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember the details, but it was really fucked up. And you could tell she didn't know it was fucked up.
Yeah, one of those kind of...
Like, she didn't know it was weird to write a story about a happy relationship between a young white girl and her slave.
Jesus Christ. That's fucked up.
It was really strange.
But, yeah, so it was a weird trip to the grocery store. And we got home and the place was nearly on fire. We made all the food, had a great time, had a great meal, and got really full. And I hate saying that because every fucking person after Thanksgiving, man, I got so full I thought I was gonna puke. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's everybody. Everybody.
Well,
yeah, it was your Thanksgiving. I got so full I thought I was gonna puke.
I didn't get so full I thought I was gonna puke, but I did get so full like that I kind of had trouble breathing.
Jesus.
Which made me feel patriotic.
Yeah. America.
Yeah, I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I can overeat.
And we ended up throwing a fuckload of food out.
Well, that's kind of, I guess.
That's definitely my fault.
I guess I could have cleaned it up, but like, well, it's sort of Ollie's fault in a way, because she immediately laid down with her head in your lap, so you couldn't go anywhere.
I couldn't get up and clean up and put stuff in the fridge, yeah.
And she passed out, and...
Yep. What am I going to do? So, I could have gotten up, but I didn't want to be a dick, you know?
She would have been mad if you got up.
Yeah.
You're a bad pillow.
But
yeah,
so we didn't put anything in the fridge, so it all kind of got dried and nasty, and the meat, obviously, you can't, you know, re-eat after it's out for God knows how many hours. It had to have been like 6 hours.
You can't re-eat it? You can't eat it again.
What was I going to say? Yeah, you can't eat it after that.
If you leave meat
out. I wanted to say reheat it. You can't reheat this shit. Yes, you can.
If you leave meat out for a long time, you obviously can't eat it again.
You know what I meant. Yeah, God damn me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving.
You ever do that thing with your family where everybody goes around the table and says what they're thankful for?
I never have, but I'm aware of it, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we at least tried to do it a couple times when I was a kid, and it always felt forced to me. Like, I don't really understand the question. Like, I kind of do, but if you get too specific, like, what are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, then you sound materialistic and douchey.
Yeah.
But if you get too vague, like, I'm thankful that I don't live in Africa. I'm thankful that I don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I'm alive.
Oh, you know, I love that one, yeah.
You know, that's kind of douchey, too. So you got to be, like, kind of in the middle.
Middle
like,
ground, yeah.
That's
a good point, yeah.
It always seems forced. Like, of course, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but what does it matter if I say it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thankful for this turkey. Like, any of us at the table isn't? Like, yeah. Fuck that turkey. Do I really need to say it out loud?
Really? Yeah, it's so stupid.
I'm thankful for my family, which is only kind of true. Anyway, like, and anybody who says that is either lying or somebody I probably couldn't relate to.
Really?
Well, because, of course, I'm thankful for some of my family, but not all of it. Like, I'm thankful for everyone I'm related to.
No, yeah.
That's not true. Not even kind of close.
All right.
So you've never done that at all?
If we did, I might have been young and we tried, but it was awkward. Well, I was probably really little. Like, what are you thankful for? I'm like, mommy and daddy, you know, I don't know.
Right.
It's so stupid. It was awkward enough to like pray at the table.
Oh, we never did that.
Oh, my mom would always start that. And my dad would be like, oh, fuck.
I remember this isn't Thanksgiving related, but every once in a while I'd go to somebody else's house for dinner. And I know there were at least a couple times when I was a kid when like the food's laid out and everything and all of a sudden, you know, I'm ready to eat it. And then they're like, let's all join hands and say grace. And I'm just glad that like a movie or a TV show or something, they didn't ask me since I was the guest to say grace. Because I would have been like, dear Lord, thank you for Super Nintendo and this weird casserole thing that my friend Billy's mom made that I'm only interested in eating just to find out what it is.
Yeah, that's a funny thing about Thanksgiving. There's always that one dish you're not sure what the fuck it is.
Well, did you, when you were a kid, did you have like a lot of family like get together for Thanksgiving or was it just your immediate family?
Yeah, it would depend. Most of the time it was with relatives, yeah. And we get everybody together and there was a shit ton of food. Everybody brought like a dish.
I think we did that
at
some point, but for the most part, it was always just my immediate family.
Yeah.
And I think I preferred it that way.
Yeah. Well, your family is kind of scattered, like all your relatives.
Well,
my family's like in this state pretty much, so kind of nearby.
Family, I think your family in general is more family-oriented. Like, my mom's side of my family is kind of scattered. Like, they're practically nomadic. They move all over the place. Like, my mom was born in California, lived in Michigan, lived in Texas, lived in Michigan, lived in Texas, lived in Michigan.
So Jesus. Like,
they just move around for seemingly no reason.
That doesn't make any sense.
They must have been moving for jobs or something. I don't really know.
There's no other reason.
My dad's family is a little closer in terms of, like, geographic location. Like, a lot of them live in Michigan.
Yeah.
And primarily centered around the Lansing area.
Yeah.
But I've broken that tradition. Moved away from those fuckers.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't really do the big family thing a whole lot. And like I said, I think I preferred it that way because on the one hand, I don't really care much for my extended family. Yeah. And on the other hand, I've mentioned this before, I have this weird thing about other people's home cooking.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from originally, but like to get together with a bunch of people, like any kind of potluck or anything where a bunch of people bring stuff and half the people brings some kind of casserole.
Yeah.
Like that stuff's the worst to me. Like
the shit you don't really know. You'd never had.
Yeah. Like if you'd baked some bread.
Yeah.
Or if somebody cooked the turkey and brought it with them, that wouldn't be so bad to me. But when it's some weird goulash mixture of garbage in a tray, I'm a little scared of it because I don't know what's in there. Like I can barely make out like one or two ingredients. The rest of it, I have no fucking idea. And you're a little sketchy, Uncle Bob. So I don't know about this.
That would bug me. That would definitely happen, yeah. They would come around and be like, oh, did you try Aunt So-and-so's, whatever the fuck they call it? And I'll be like, no, I haven't. Oh, come here. You gotta try this. All right, here's a little bit on your plate. Ooh. And you gotta yeah. try that. And go. And I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, and it's horrible.
Yeah, did you try Aunt Clarice's Lucky Charms and Alphabet's Velveeta casserole?
I think
there's cat food in this.
I didn't like that part very much, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever do the cranberry sauce that comes in the can and is shaped like the can? Like it's like a big red fruity can of Alpo. I actually kind of like that shit. You never had that?
No, I've seen it. I've never tried it. Yeah.
We used to have, well, my family isn't exactly the classiest of families. Like, yeah. So yeah, we had that every year.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Open
everybody.
Up a can and dump it on a plate and cut it into slices. So it still looks like the can just cut into slices. Sitting on a plate. It was good though. I liked it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And then I've had like real cranberry sauce since then.
Yeah.
And, like somebody made it and it was okay. Yeah. But it had like bits of shit in it.
Oh, there's always cranberry relish. Yeah.
There's always bits of shit. And that like cranberry relish.
It's got other fruit in it. I don't know. People.
That's like telling me like, hey, I brought this banana mustard. You want to try it?
Yeah. Jesus.
Just because they're both yellow doesn't make that okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, yeah, relish. I don't know.
Just a mixture of shit.
The technical definition of relish, but I've never had any kind of relish that wasn't pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, actually. Yeah. Dressing.
Oh.
Fucking old people. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Fucking old people. I don't know why, but they refer to fucking
everything
as dressing.
Yeah.
Stuffing is dressing. Salad dressing is dressing.
And gravy.
Gravy occasionally is dressing. Just about anything could be dressing to old people. And you were talking about this. I used to work at the store that you work at too.
I used to get it too. Yeah.
People will come in, some old fuck will come in. And they never know where anything is anyway, and they don't bother to look first before they ask, which is already annoying. And they'll come up to you, and like they'll be in the aisle that it's in sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come up to you and go, excuse me, do you know where the dressing is?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, it's up in aisle one with like the, you know, where the condiments are.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, dressing. Like salad dressing? No.
No, of course not.
Like for the turkey.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like stuffing? Like, it took me a while because I'm not a crazy old person, and I didn't know that dressing was an alternate word for stuffing.
I didn't either. Yeah.
And they are very bad at explaining things. So the first time it happened, I probably had like a 5 to 10 minute conversation about what the fuck dressing is.
I would always get the face, like you, I'd say salad dressing, and they're like, they get this sour face like, no.
No, that would make sense.
And then, yeah, then I'd say stuffing.
No, you know, dressing.
Gravy?
Yeah.
Fucking old people.
You couldn't say gravy?
And none of these things other than salad dressing say dressing on the container.
Yeah.
Like, you go down and you pick up some stovetop stuffing. It doesn't say stovetop dressing.
Well, you know, fucking old people that they go to the store. They don't go to, you know, the gas station or Target or, you know, Sam's Club. They go to the store.
Yeah. I know like the big local grocery store chain is Meijer.
Yeah.
And there are people who will go to Walmart and say, I'm going to Meijer.
Yep.
Because fucking old people just don't like knowing more than one word.
Yeah. Oh, man. My grandma got me a PlayStation.
I got you a Nintendo, Ryan.
Right. No, it's a PlayStation.
Yeah, I know, Nintendo.
When I used to work at the GameStop, old people would come in. And this was, I quit working there pretty much right after the PlayStation 3 came out.
Yeah.
So people would come in and they wanted to buy an Xbox 360 for their kids.
Yeah, okay.
And they'd like ask for the all kinds of things. Like the closest they would ever get is they'd ask for the X360, which is close. I knew what
close.
They meant.
Yeah.
Or they'd,
Jesus, man.
They'd come in and ask for the Nintendo PlayStation.
No
weren't asking for a Nintendo product or a PlayStation once
Jesus.
I figured out what they wanted.
Wow.
Or sometimes they'd come in and have no idea what they wanted. My son wants that game system. But we carry like six of them. And that's not including handhelds. Which one are you talking about? I don't know. It's that one that plays the games with the guy and the sword.
Are these like old people or are these like middle-aged people as well?
Sometimes it's like middle-aged people.
It's like the biggest fucking system in the world, the Xbox and the PlayStation. Jesus.
Like sometimes it'd be like a fat dude with a stained white t-shirt or a wife beater and like wearing a trucker hat unironically, you know, like like he might be a trucker and has no idea what he's looking for.
I see.
Smells like alcohol. Most of the time, though, it'd be like an old lady and she'd be like, I need to get the Sony GameCube.
Or I need to would piss me off.
I need to get the Super Nintendo 64. And we don't carry Super Nintendo or Nintendo 64 stuff anymore. And I'm pretty sure neither one is actually what she's looking for.
How do you handle that?
You just keep asking questions until you either figure it out or if you can't figure it out because she really has no idea.
Yeah.
Then you just start picking them up off the shelf and going, is this it?
Yeah.
Is this it?
I don't know.
And if she still doesn't know, then you go, well, you're going to have to talk to your grandson or whoever the fuck it was because I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. No.
Yeah.
They get so upset and that sour face. I can picture it. It's like,
no.
Old people, too, are the kind of people who complain about service. Like, if I go someplace where I'm supposed to be served in some form or another, the service has to be pretty bad. Like, it has to be, actively bad for me to be upset about it. But these are the, old people, if you're not waiting on them hand and foot, they get fucking...
Like, they're kings and queens.
Yeah, they want to be treated like royalty when they walk in.
Yeah.
And so they get extra upset when you can't read their fucking mind, which wouldn't help anyway because they don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. How the fuck am I supposed to help you if you have no idea? Like, it'd be different if you were like if you came in and you were like, I'm looking for the game system. I don't know what it's called. It's the one where it's got like the sports game and you wave the controller around.
Yeah.
I could figure that out.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you have no idea.
They just expect you to... Help them, yeah.
What color is it? I don't know. Well, do you know any games for it? No. Do you know what the controller looks like? No. Does it take discs? I don't know.
It's weird because it's all old people, you know? Not all of them, but most of them. Like with my grandma, I went out to eat with her one time and I got a steak and she grabbed the waitress and said,
he would like the sauce.
What the fuck? I look over, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask for anything.
Right.
She just, well, if you're getting a steak, you should get the sauce. back in the day, is it their mind deteriorating or was this normal like back in the 50s?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Did they all just read each other's minds? Like,
I'll take a soda.
Ooh.
I guess back during the Depression, there wasn't as much choice. Yeah.
that had to be it.
There really was only one sauce you could possibly be talking about.
That's got to be it. Jesus.
I need dressing.
What are you talking? Jell-O.
I need the dressing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Another big thing that I wanted to add that I hate about Thanksgiving, working at the grocery store.
Yeah.
The week of, everybody forgets where everything is.
Of course.
I don't know why. Every fucking week they're there shopping.
Right.
And then this week they're like, God, I really need your help. Where is this? Where's that? Where's this? You don't know. You shop here for, you fucking live here. You've shopped here for years.
I know. What are the, I mean,
God,
think about
damn.
It. What are the odds that everybody who came in that day, it's their first day ever?
It's just one out of every three.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the questions. It just boggles my mind how they don't fucking know.
Well, I never minded getting asked, where is such and such? Especially if it was something kind of obscure that you probably weren't buying on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It was just annoying when I knew they didn't even bother to look.
Yeah.
They didn't look at, there's a sign above each aisle that says what's in it.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just look up for, half a second. You could probably narrow it down.
Yeah.
And then if you can't find it, fine. And even if you don't bother looking first, that's not such a big deal if you're not an asshole.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are assholes.
Yeah. I lucked out. I didn't get any assholes. I just couldn't believe it. It was just, Because I mean, before I worked in that department, I shopped that grocery store and I had it down after, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah.
Basically, like the basics, you know, I didn't.
Like I said, there are certain obscure items, especially the way it's laid out. There are certain, like, there are certain items where you could go, well, this could either be here or here. Like, there's two sections it could maybe fit in.
Yeah.
If it's something obscure and you've never had to look for it before or whatever. But for the most part, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, that leads me to another thing. I don't know if it's because, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I don't know if it's because I work at the store. But when I'm looking for something, before I ask, I kind of think logically, you know, where could this possibly be in this building?
Right.
You know, it's got to be here or here, maybe here, and I'll check it out. But these people, when we don't have it, like, and it's a food item, and I work in the grocery department,
right?
They're like, are you sure it's not anywhere else in the store? I mean...
Yeah, check toys.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Come on, man. I got that a lot. And they weren't dicks about it. It's just, I'm looking at them like, what's going on upstairs, man?
Yeah, they're... Unless it's like a soda they're looking for or something, maybe, which could maybe be up by the cash registers.
Yeah.
Like, or like a pack of gum.
That would make sense.
Like,
but
anything else, pretty much, no, it's not going to be someplace else.
Yeah. And especially if it's refrigerated. It's like,
yeah.
I'm lost. Where the fuck is your sour cream?
Oh, that's in the cooler in the hardware department.
And they're not in, like, the right department, one. Two, they're not even anywhere near a cooler. They're in, like, the dry grocery. Jesus. Right.
They're in
the
pet department.
What the fuck is going on in your head?
Sifting through the cat food. I could have sworn I saw the sour cream in here last week. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Let's kill all old people. Man, how great would the world be if all old people were dead?
No, we would advance a lot faster, I think.
I don't know what age I would cap it off at, but it would be good.
Yeah. You'd have to take a test, like an awesome test.
to stay alive. We talked about this before, I think.
When coolness I said, test.
When yeah. I said we should launch them out of cannons. And the ones that survive get to live.
Yeah. That's even better. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Or we could, like, give them a skateboard and send them down a steep hill. You don't make it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't even skateboard, but I'd still put that law into effect.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I got to be like 65 or whatever the age would be, and I was about to get on that skateboard, I'd go, you know what? I probably am pretty lame. You'd be able to opt out.
Yeah.
They'd just euthanize you right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to go down the hill. Just give me the lethal injection. Well, my family's kind of doing its part in terms of eliminating old people. Because I talked about before how my grandma had sent my mom a message, like an email, I think, after my mom went to Australia saying, I'm probably going to die in the next year.
Jesus, yeah.
Well, it looks like that was kind of a generous saying within the next year because she didn't make it.
God, man.
My mom sent me a sad email, I don't know, like a week ago or something like that, saying, yeah, your grandma passed away. I'm sure you probably don't care. And I felt bad because, like, it felt like one of those things where I was supposed to say, of course I care.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of don't. So, oops.
I always feel bad when somebody dies, and we talked about this. Yeah, if you don't really know them as a person, you don't see them enough to really have a connection.
Well, she was
supposed to be emotionally tied.
She wasn't like a horrible person. Like, she wasn't abusive or anything, but she was kind of a dick when I was a kid. So, and, you know, I only really knew her when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And, you know, like, I smoke. And yeah. I shouldn't. Of course, nobody should.
Yeah.
But I also shouldn't eat all the cheeseburgers I eat. There's lots of stuff people do that they shouldn't do. I'm sure anybody who isn't a smoker and points fingers and says, oh, you shouldn't do that, you're an asshole, does something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not that big a deal to me. But my grandma has smoked her whole life. And at some point, she started, I forget what exactly went wrong, but she was on oxygen. Like, she had an oxygen tank she had to carry around with her.
Yeah.
She kept smoking.
Wow.
Fucking idiot.
That's pretty bad.
Of course you're going to die. I don't know what she died of. I don't know if it was cancer or the swine flu. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Flu.
I'm sure it wasn't swine flu. But
yeah,
if anybody was going to die of swine flu, it would be her because it's just the fucking flu.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's dead. So, but I'm not going to make good on my proposed experiment where I was going to go to the funeral and throw her. See if I could get away with it. Because I'm not going to go to the funeral. So yeah. I apologize for lying. You know, we should at least probably take the vote away from old people, if nothing else. If we're going to let them clog up the grocery store and stuff and ask stupid questions all day
long. They should lose rights.
Yeah, we should at least take away their right to vote.
Yeah.
Because, like, if everybody over the age of, like, 50 wasn't allowed to vote. Well, first of all, it'd be kind of funny because a lot of our politicians are old.
Yeah.
But so it's all these really old people in office that can't vote. But on top of that, like things like gay marriage.
Yeah.
Might have a little bit of a fighting chance. You know, I'm sure, you know, people who don't refer to marijuana as the wacky tobacco would be more likely to vote to legalize it.
Yeah, and I don't know if I could say that like years down the road because it's like our old people, like right here now, are just out of their goddamn minds because they lived in that era where things were so different, just so different.
I think it just feels like it's, you know, our old people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, you know, if you go back a few generations,
like,
if you go back enough.
Yeah.
There was a time where, like, you know, the young people would have been like, you know, black people are people too. And the old people would have been like, no, black people are cattle.
So, that's true.
So, you know, there's always something. Yeah. I'm sure, like, when we're old, like, the youth of that day will be fighting for the right to, I don't know, eat babies or something. We'll be like, and to them, it'll make perfect sense. And to us, we'll be like, you can't eat babies. God damn it. Back in my day, we didn't eat our young. Except the Chinese, they did.
Yeah.
That actually brings up an interesting point. There was a, I don't even have it anymore, so it doesn't matter, but there was an article I was reading that was basically it was asking the question, should we limit the amount of children that people can have?
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the fence on that one, because like, on the one hand, I'm not really for taking away personal freedoms,
mm-hmm.
like any of them. Yeah. Like when I said we should take the vote away from old people, I'm only half serious.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe 75% serious, but,
on the other hand.
On the other hand,
yeah.
Most of the people who have kids, especially the people who have more than one,
mm-hmm.
are kind of retarded.
Yeah, they're probably the majority.
Should probably have been sterilized when they graduated high school, or probably earlier, because a lot of them have them in high school.
Yeah.
And should certainly not be allowed to have like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids.
Yeah, Jesus.
Fucking
Christ. A kid per year.
You can't do it. That actually, there is an article. I wasn't going to do it in this order, but I'm going to do it anyway.
All right.
There is an article that I have here that's about a mother who is expecting her 14th child. And that's not, I mean, that's crazy, but that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is mother expecting her 14th child vows, I'll keep having babies until I have twins. So,
wow.
Oh,
what the fuck?
I don't know the details about, you know, like how twins work exactly. Like I know, you know, they're statistically you're only so likely to have twins and you're more likely if twins run in your family and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think having kids until you have twins is going to guarantee that you're going to have twins. You know, like if I keep doing it, eventually I'll have twins. I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, there's a possibility you could go on for the rest of your life and not have twins.
Exactly. I'm sure if you could have kids into infinity, then eventually, yes, you would probably have twins. But you're going to hit menopause at some point and be like, I have 37 kids.
Jesus.
And none of them are twins.
Oh, man.
And one of the weirder things about this story is that because she has so many kids, you know, after a while, you're like, you know, you have your first and second kid and you're like, oh, I really like these names.
Yeah.
You know, if I have a girl, I really want to name it this. If it's a boy, I really want to name it this. And you have these names picked out. But once you've had like your 7th, 8th, 9th kid, you got to start running out of ideas.
Yeah.
So she named one of her kids. Her 7-year-old son is named after Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Her 9-month-old is called Voorhees after the Friday the 13th horror film character.
Are you kidding me?
And her 5-year-old is named Morpheus after the Matrix rebel leader.
Jeez, wow. What a bitch.
And she receives all kinds of money from, I'm not going to read it, but she receives all kinds of money from the government. I think this is in, this is in England, I think.
Yeah.
She receives all kinds of money from the government. She's just feeding off the system because she's stupid and wants twins.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody somewhere has given some twins up for adoption. Like if you really, really have your heart set on twins, you could like buy a couple, you know, buy a matching set.
Yeah, she just wants her own twins. It's almost like she doesn't care for her other kids. She just really wants those twins, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's not like a motherhood mentality. It's like a trading card mentality, you know? Like, yeah. I really want that one special Pokemon card.
Yeah.
With the twins on it.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Definitely a very fucked up state of mind she has.
And they live in a 3-bedroom house, which isn't, I'm sure,
that's
is a nice house.
Up.
Like a 3-bedroom house could be a very nice house, but for, like, she lives with her, I don't think it's her husband, but it's the father of her children.
Yeah.
And 14 kids. So that's 16 people in a 3-bedroom house.
Fuck, I had a 3-bedroom house and it's just me, my brother and my sister and my parents.
Right.
God damn. I can't imagine all those kids running around like my house.
And you guys had a basement.
Terrible.
I don't know for sure that they have a basement.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
At least there was more space. You know, they could, you could go in the basement. Like, one of you could use the basement as your bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't mention that. So I don't know for sure that they don't, but I don't know how prevalent basements are. And it depends on what area they live in.
Yeah.
But if they don't have a basement, that makes it even worse.
This whole fucking, I'm going to have all these fucking kids and get all this attention bullshit is pissing me off. It's cruel to the kids.
Exactly. These kids, at least some of these kids, are going to be royally fucked up.
Yes.
And probably in different ways. Like, one of them will probably be like really, really reserved and super conservative and like weird homeschool mentality. You know what? You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
How homeschool kids are not necessarily bad people, but a lot of them are just weird.
Yeah.
Because they never socialized with other kids.
Yep.
So they just, you can't interact with them like you would a normal person.
Yeah.
I don't know if these kids are homeschooled. Probably not. It says something about school uniforms, but
they're definitely going to suffer from, you know, some kind of social.
Some of them are going to go nuts and go really wild and crazy and commit crimes and shit. Just
yeah.
Acting out. It's going to be all fucked up. And none of them are going to get the attention they deserve. And
yeah, yeah. It's bad enough when you have like 3 kids and they're fighting for attention. And you got 14 of them. Oh, man. The only time it's, I guess, worked, but it's worked for the wrong reasons. Like Mormon families, they have all these fucking kids, but they're under strict, you know, rule. And they do chores and they're all kind of a family, but they're all fucked in the head.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I would say that works.
That doesn't work, yeah.
I, in fact, in general, I would say being a Mormon doesn't work. But
yeah.
And like, they're never going to be able to do anything fun. You know, like, could you imagine taking that whole family to the movies?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
They're on a budget, yeah, for sure.
Or like, they're never going to be able to go on vacation. They live in England, so they couldn't do this any, well, they could, but they'd have to all fly, but they, you know, they couldn't go to Disney World at some point or
yeah.
Whatever. You know, you can't take these people anywhere. It'd be like a school field trip instead of a family vacation.
Yeah.
Well, you have to rent a bus.
Yeah. John and Kate plus 8, they got all that fucking money. So, you know, they can do that.
Right.
But yeah.
And they're fucking retarded anyway, but yeah. Won't get into that.
All their kids are probably going to have problems for sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, especially because their family is fucked up.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it, I think it's, there's 2 reasons. One is that they're both stupid.
Yeah.
And the other is that they're super fucking famous and that put a strain on
their yeah.
relationship and all that kinds of garbage. But talking about John and Kate plus 8 just makes me depressed.
I'm sorry.
It's like the worst our country has to offer.
There's just this, yeah, this craze over these, the Octomom, John and Kate plus 8, there's others, and then now this chick in England, and I'm sure there's even more, you know, there's probably many more.
You know what's hilarious women. To me about John and Kate plus 8?
Yeah.
Is that when it started out, it was like this, you know, endearing family values kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's watch this inspiring story of this family and their 8 kids, and and like there's a Christian bookstore nearby that was advertising on their sign that they had like the new season of John and Kate plus 8 or they're so proud of it.
Yeah.
And then like a couple months later, like everything starts falling apart and John is like caught with mistresses.
Yeah.
the whole thing is just falling to shit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Great television.
Yeah. Well, we should probably get into the voicemails we got this week.
Yes.
Let's see. We got a few of them here. First one we'll play is from Austin.
Austin.
Hey guys. I actually, the president thing last week, I didn't mean should you support Bush or whatever the fuck another one was. What I actually meant was, even though you don't say like Bush or you don't like Obama, should you in general just kind of not be a douchebag about him being president instead of so many fucking people always just, oh, Bush is a horrible fucking prick. Granted, he was invading countries, or like Obama, he's, we want our America back. You know, that kind of Sarah Palin, I'm retarded and I don't get it because he's a colored man and we voted in him, kind of stupid shit. My point was, do you just think that people should kind of be a little more accepting of our president as he's our president and next time we'll just vote otherwise, still voice their opinions, but just not be a complete racist fuckhead and in general stupid fuckhead. Just because it seems like it's college team bullshit. Like, you're both from Ohio or you're both from Michigan and you're playing against each other, but you fucking hate each other's guts. And then when that other team maybe is playing, they're like, oh yeah, that's our family, you know? Like, everyone loved Bush. Granted, 9/11 happened at the beginning of this thing, but everyone loved Bush then, and then everyone hated him, even though people didn't have as strong of a hate, but still didn't like him. And I don't know what the fuck, I ramble a lot. My basic point was, do you think people should be more civilized, or do you think that they should just be like, dude, fuck this guy, total loser, get him the fuck out of my office, you know? Because, I don't know, crazy. Later.
Well, thanks for that clarification.
Yeah.
I'm still not 100% on what you're asking, because it sounds like what you're asking is, should we just support the president regardless of what he's doing?
That's what I'm getting out of it, yeah.
In which case, I would say no.
Yeah, just, I gotta say, like, no offense, but this is the dumbest fucking question I've ever heard. If I'm getting it right, like, basically, if you don't support the president, should you just shut your mouth?
I guess.
No, what?
Why? I guess that's the question.
You should just go along with it and not voice your opinion. What? That doesn't make any sense. If you don't agree with something, that's you like, should voice your opinion.
Yeah, that's like the complete opposite of what you're supposed to do.
But I guess, I don't know if he meant this, but like, knowing it's not going to really do anything, do you still, you know, talk shit? I don't like the president. Well, that's really not going to change anything.
I guess.
Should you shut your mouth? No.
But, you know, like if you punched me in the face and I go, I really wish you didn't just punch me in the face, that's not going to change anything either. But
yeah,
I don't think anybody would fault me for saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really kind of a weird question. Like, should people just not be douchebags? Well, in general, yes. People should not be douchebags. I would think that that would be a good course of action. But if your definition of a douchebag is somebody who doesn't like the president, regardless of who it happens to be at the moment, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. From what I got, yeah. Basically, anybody that opposes Obama is racist.
Oh, yeah. That's another good point. I'm sure that's not actually what he thinks, but that's kind of what he said. Like, everybody who doesn't like Obama is a racist fuckhead.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's oversimplifying things a little bit.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like that Obama. I want to return to our American values. Obama's a socialist. Racist. Obama's not a socialist per se, but calling Obama a socialist does not make you racist. It just makes you confused.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's about all I've got.
That's all I got on that. God damn.
But I will admit that I was way off on what I thought you were talking about last week. Next voicemail, I guess.
Next voicemail.
Firstly, that is a very nice greet message you've got there by a voicemail machine. Anyways, hello, Kyle. Hello, Ryan. I'm calling from Newcastle, which is in the north of England, so good luck with my accent. Kyle just hopped into the Destructite IRC and reminded us that I said I was going to leave a voicemail, so that's what I'm doing now. What can I ask? Okay. How did you two become friends? You are so close, it's kind of creepy at times. I get the impression of listening to older shows that you've been friends for a very long time, but you maybe weren't friends like from childhood. Cause like on paper, you come across as very different people, but you've got like the exact same sense of humor in that. Also, while I'm here, how come, like, judging by the other voicemails I've heard, is your core demographic developmentally disabled? Do you either sound, it's, I'm not being, they're like a Southern American callers seem to sound very lethargic and I don't want to say stupid, but I kind of just did. Okay. Anyways, good luck trying to understand my accent. I'll look forward to the show. Bye.
Well, I had no problem understanding your accent.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah, it was...
God damn. damn. There goes my throat again. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not on oxygen. Okay, yeah. So, what was his first question? Oh.
How did we become friends?
How did we become friends?
Yeah.
Burp. I think we've sort of been over that before, but...
We have, for the new listeners.
It's been a while.
Definitely, yeah.
Let's see.
Where to begin?
Well, I think it was the way our elementary school worked here. I don't know how common this is outside of our area, and I definitely don't know how common it is outside of the U.S., but the way our elementary school worked, there were certain classes where two grades were put in the same class. Orion was a year behind me, so this was the first time we met, I believe, was in our second, third grade split.
That is correct.
So Orion was in second grade, and I was in third grade, but we were in the same class, had the same teacher. And actually, Orion's mom somewhere has a videotape of us.
Yeah. sitting right by each other.
What were we doing? Making name tags?
Yep.
Folding our pieces of paper and making name tags. And Orion's like getting really intense. He's like leaning over and eyeing it from the side. And...
Yeah.
So that was when we met.
Yeah.
But I think we knew of each other at the time. I remember him being around back then, but we weren't friends then.
Yeah.
And then... I think for the rest of elementary school, I'd see him around sometimes or whatever.
Yeah, I think we kind of bonded in a way. We weren't friends, really. We just kind of identified with one another because we both liked to draw
right,
at the time.
Yeah, we were both drawlers.
Yeah.
With an L.
Yeah.
Actually, not to get too sidetracked, but that always drove me nuts.
Drawl. I like to drawl.
I like to drawl.
Yeah.
There's no
Look
L
it up, dipshit.
In drawing. God damn. Anyway. So then after elementary school, we went to separate, again, I don't know how common this is, but the way our school system was set up, it was kindergarten through fifth grade was at the elementary school.
Yes.
And then sixth and seventh grade were what we called middle school.
Yes.
And then eighth, ninth, and tenth, which is fucked up. I don't think that's very common, were junior high. And then 8th and 9th were junior high, and then 10th, 11th, and 12th were high school.
High school, yeah.
And 9th is technically high school in most school districts, like you're a
freshman.
So we were freshmen, but not at the high school. But anyway, yeah. So we went our separate ways because we went to different schools in middle school, and I don't really remember you in junior high.
No, not at all, no. I knew you were going to that school, but we didn't, you know, talk or anything.
Right.
We didn't.
And then at some point in high school, and I don't remember which grade, if it was when I was in 11th or 12th. Do you remember?
I think it was late 10th grade, I believe.
Well, if it was 10th grade, you would have been at a different school. So late 10th grade for you?
10th grade? At the high school?
We weren't in the same grade.
No, 10th grade for me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
We're the same age, but yeah, you were a
right.
grade ahead of me.
Oh,
that
yeah. Well, that's
fucks with me.
That's another odd piece of trivia. I went to school early.
Yeah.
Not because
so
I'm
special.
Yeah, not because I'm special. It was because my mom, for whatever reason, didn't want to put me in preschool. Maybe you have to pay for preschool.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, she didn't want to put me in preschool, but she wanted to put me in school because my parents both worked. So they like applied to put me into kindergarten early.
Ah, yeah.
And I remember I had to take a test to find out if I was capable of going, like if I wasn't stupid.
Yeah.
And I remember they were asking me for different animals, like name 10 kinds of animals.
Really?
Like, what kid can't?
What the fuck?
But anyway, I remember I named one of the animals I named off was an orangutan.
Yeah.
Which is actually orangutan. But anyway, so I mispronounced it as a kid, but they didn't know.
Yeah.
But I said orangutan and they were like, oh my goodness, that's a weird one to name for a little kid. Like, I don't know anything about animals.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's dumb. So yeah, at some point in high school, we rediscovered each other through some mutual friends and stuff and
yep.
started sitting together at lunchtime, and we've been fast friends ever since.
Yeah, hanging out and causing lots of trouble. And yeah.
Yeah, high school was, I think, when we did did the most damage.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. That was when we did all of our little adventures. And
yeah, and a few of those stories are on previous episodes.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get into that.
And then after high school, Orion moved out here, which is Grand Rapids. It's about an hour away from where we used to live, and was going to art school. And I was doing nothing with my life. I got a job at a 7-Eleven and lived with my mom. I had a girlfriend at the time, but that was about all I was doing. I took a few community college courses.
Yeah, yeah.
And hated them. And then I eventually, like, I started.
Yeah, we were hanging out. Like, when I was out here, you'd, you know, drive out here and we'd hang out. And
yeah, I'd come out to visit and we'd hang out and stuff. I remember there was one time, this is actually sort of a funny story, I guess.
Yeah.
There was one time I came out and I was supposed to work the next day. I spent the night and I woke up the next day and I was supposed to work and I didn't want to. Yeah. And so I was going to call
Imagine that.
Which for most people, if you don't call in all the time, if you don't like call in and say, I'm not coming into work, you don't do it all the time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but I have a little bit of a weird, normally I refer to it as a social phobia, but I don't know if that's the right word for it here. But it made me really, really, really nervous calling to work.
Yeah.
And part of the reason was that I worked at a 7-Eleven and they didn't have like lots of extra staff on hand. So they would have had to call somebody in to cover my shift.
Yeah. And that sucks.
But beyond that, I just didn't want to make the call. I didn't want to talk to the person on the phone.
So, the guilt trip, yep.
So we try. So I don't remember. I think it must have been your idea because I don't think I was like, hey, Orion, get your mom on the phone. But we decided that for some reason we both thought it was a good idea. We decided that your mom doesn't give a shit about, she doesn't take any shit.
Yeah.
So we were going to try to get your mom to call my work.
That's so
and say I wasn't
pathetic.
Coming in. I know.
It's so pathetic.
I know. It's so, such a pussy move.
Yeah.
And like just bizarre. Like who's ever done that? Like, unless I was in a car accident and couldn't call in for myself, why would I ever have somebody else call for me?
You're just laying there like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, yeah. So we did call your mom and try to convince her, and she's human, so she was like, no, that's stupid.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not going to partake in this.
I think I ended up calling in for myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to come out and visit, spend the night sometimes, and we'd hang out.
It was fucking awesome, because, yeah, out here, I didn't have any friends. I couldn't identify with any of the fucking artsy hipster assholes that I went to school with. So you'd come out, and I'd have some fun. So I thought, fuck, man, let's get an apartment together, you know?
Yeah.
Then we can have fun all the fucking time.
And that would help you out with rent a little bit.
Yeah.
And it would help me out, because I could finally get out of my mom's house.
Yes, which was, yeah, getting away from home was the best experience of my life. Just kind of being by yourself. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrifying, but it's awesome.
I didn't like have a bad home life that I wanted to get away from or anything. It's just that, you know, I was old enough at that point. I think I was like 20 or 21.
Yeah, it was definitely time.
Yeah.
To just take that next step.
But so then we lived together for a while and then we moved apart and whatever. And now we're,
Yeah.
So that's that.
That's that.
So I guess on paper, we are totally different people. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's just like you're into rape and I'm not. You like peeing in the shower and I don't. It's all things you like to do that I don't.
Yeah,
like,
but somehow we're
fine. We share a lot of common interests and then you have some extras.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are things that I like that you don't. Like, oh, like Hey Mickey, that 80s song.
Fucking A, yeah. we get home and we're like chilling out and playing music and you and Aldi play music and I just fucking hate it.
Yeah. My musical interests have broadened a lot since like high school.
Yeah. I think on the most part, we share common interests overall, even musically, but
overall. Yeah. But, we sort of talked about this before because we've had questions about music and stuff, but like in high school, if you would ask me what I thought of Britney Spears, for example.
Yeah.
Speaking strictly of her music, like not as a person, but if you'd asked me what I thought of Britney Spears, I would have said thumbs down, gay.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays there are actually a couple of Britney Spears songs that if they come on, I can get into it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I have any like on my computer or in my MP3 player or anything.
Yeah, but if you hear it, you're not like, fuck this.
Right.
Corporate sellout.
And there are certain, like, I'm just not afraid to like stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, once upon a time, I gave a shit. Like, if if somebody catches me listening to Beyonce, they're going to think I'm some kind of homo.
Yeah.
And I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But what the fuck are we talking about?
Just common interests. What do we disagree on?
We do disagree on stuff. It doesn't come up a lot.
I think it's mainly my fault.
Well, I don't know about whose
Kyle's
fault
always
it
been
is.
Like back in high school, I was the quiet one. I didn't really speak my mind at all. And Kyle and our other mutual friend, they were very, very opinionated. And
yeah.
And I think that allowed me to be who I am now. I'm a lot more outspoken, but definitely today, yeah, I'm a little more reserved when it comes to, you know, having an opinion about petty shit. Like, Kyle, I don't like the way, you know, you dress, you know, I don't know.
You just called things that I have opinions on petty.
Did I? I didn't mean it.
You just slipped an insult in there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not as...
I'm a little bit stupider than Kyle.
I don't know about that.
He's definitely a lot smarter than I.
What are you doing, fishing for compliments?
We have chemistry.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say that I'm smarter than Orion. I think perhaps on certain subjects, I have a greater knowledge base.
All right.
But that's not the same thing as stupid. That's just like Orion apparently didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the radio when he was a little kid. So, like, all the time, some song will come on, and I know it's some song from, like, the 80s or early 90s that, like, there's no way you never heard it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know that one song that goes like this? And you'll be like, I don't know. And I'll be like, okay, well, shit. And I'll find it on YouTube or something, and I'll play it, thinking, you know, if I actually play the real song, there's no way. And you have you've never heard it before. So I think
it's like, embarrassing, yeah.
But it's stuff like that. Like, it's not like... When it even comes up at all, it's stuff like that. It's not like, it's not stupid. It's like, I just haven't experienced this thing before.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's about it about how we met.
Yeah, we should probably play the next voicemail.
Next voicemail.
Before we verbally jerk each other off some more.
Hey, it's Ed. This is John. I just thought of a good idea for a trailer that we could shoot together. I figure, you know, it's something like in a world full of gray. And there's typical, you know, mundane, boring sort of scenes. Like you see like an old man in a field golfing, hitting apples or something. Or, I don't know, birds crying or whatever it is. And then something like legends are no longer some garbage. And then two people are walking down the street and they see a cat. And the cat goes, "Hello," and one of them goes, "That squirrel just talked," and the other one goes, "I don't think that's a squirrel," and there's like a zoom dolly on that guy. And the premise of the movie is that, and we can get this through in the trailer, is that cats are legendary, you know, or were thought to be mythological, but they start to appear and start talking and we don't know what they want. And there'd be a scene too where there's this kid, like a little kid, in a library, and an old, well-dressed guy is pulling a book from the shelf, and the kid's like, "I didn't think cats were real." And the old guy goes, "There's more, what is it? There are more things in heaven and on earth, my son, than I dreamt of in your philosophy." And he opens up the old leather-bound book, and there's a picture of that cat, that cheeseburger cat, and more things. And then, frantic cutting, and like, you know, great scary music, and there's a tank at some point, and like a single cat in front of a tank, like Tiananmen, sort of, and the Chinese are the villains, I guess. And yeah, just let me know what you think. Thanks.
Huh. Sounds good.
Right.
Cats as mythological creatures.
Yeah. And some things, and there's a tank.
I would watch it.
Yeah. Picturing this in my head, and I'm like, this is madness.
So this is a trailer that we should make together? Like
I think it's just a movie idea.
Well, he said this is a trailer that we should make.
That we should make. Okay.
Like, with him. Well, my first question is, who's going to be the old guy swinging the golf club at apples or whatever?
I don't think we could do it justice. I'm at a loss for words. It sounds pretty fucking awesome.
We'd have to make some kind of cat puppet, or else like put some peanut butter in a cat's mouth so we could make it look like he was talking.
Yeah. Wow.
Could be good.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't know what to make of this. What do you think cats would say if they could talk?
Oh, God. Given my experience with cats, Jesus. I always imagine one of my cats having an accent of some kind. depending on what they're doing.
What like, kind of accent?
Like, depending on the cat, they all have such personalities, you know.
You sound a little bit like a crazy cat lady, but you're right, they do. Well, like, if you've never had a cat, you probably think that sounds stupid, but they do actually. Like, yeah. You can see it.
Well, for anyone that's had one cat, we've had many. Right now we have five, and yeah, they each have their own personality, and if they could talk, I don't know what they'd say. They'd probably say,
meow. How funny would that be? You like genetically engineer a cat that has the capability of speech and all it ever says is meow.
What would a cat say? Oh, man.
I think a lot of times a cat would probably say, hey, hey, hey. And then sometimes they'd say, like, give me that.
It'd be very simple.
Mostly yeah. About food, I think.
Depending on the cat, yeah. Some seem to be more intelligent in a way. The way they walk. And
if you could just put that down on the floor for me.
Yeah.
So that I could get to it.
Like, we have one cat, I'll get up and the thing will just kind of run and then just drop on the floor and go.
Right.
Like, it's like, please don't hurt me, but I love you.
Yeah. There's the one cat that's really like a scaredy cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, every time somebody opens the front door or like does anything that makes a loud noise, it runs and it
shit.
It learned to open the cupboards under the sink and stuff.
And it hides.
And it hides in there.
Yeah. Sometimes when it jumps up on the couch and we're watching television and it, you know, just crawls up next to you, I picture it like, well, hello.
I see you're not doing anything with your hands right now.
I'm feeling rather feisty. That feels nice. Yes.
That's what the cat would sound like?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Is that the cat accent? Cat scent?
A cat scent, yeah. Kind of provocative.
I think cats might have, like, lisps, sort of, if they could talk.
Yeah.
Because of their fangs. Might get in the way.
Yeah.
And I wonder how the prickly tongue would affect speech.
Yeah. We do have that one cat we call Motorhead. Just fucking gets on you and can't stand still, and she's so little. She's just...
Yeah, she won't stop purring.
Sit still. I picture her as kind of like, you know that animation you made way back called Lemon, the character?
Oh.
I picture her with that voice, but a little more sweet and feminine.
You know, most of the people listening have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Kyle way back in the day made this
let's talk about
animation. He created this character called Lemon, and he had this voice with it. It was just a lemon with, you know, big eyes, and he was... Very, I don't even know how to describe.
There's a whole story to it, and it's one of those things that, like, I almost wish you didn't bring it up.
I'm sorry.
Because it's one of those things that's, like, not funny if you weren't there.
Yeah.
We were at a restaurant one time with this girl who is Bosnian, like Aldi, but unlike Aldi, she hasn't really acclimatized, is that the right word? Anyway,
acclimated.
She hasn't really acclimated to the life in the U.S.
Yeah.
And she speaks English, but it's...
It's horrible and broken.
Yeah, she sounds like sometimes when we like do impressions of her, it's basically like an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Yeah. But anyway, I turned to her. We were eating at a restaurant and she was at a table behind me.
Yeah.
And I got some kind of drink or something that came with a lemon, like a little lemon slice, a little lemon wedge. And I picked it up and it had like a slit in the middle because it was like over a drink.
Yeah.
And I picked it up and I was using it like a puppet, like making it talk. And I said, hey there, I'm Lemon. Damn, girl, you are looking fine. You want to go out sometime? Just stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I kept talking to her with it. And one time, I turned over and I said, hey there, girl, how you doing? And she said, what, Lemon? Like, she was really talking to the lemon. And that's where the whole lemon thing came from. And then we were like making a cartoon one time
about lemon
as a character. And it was like a whole lemon with eyes. And it started out, it was sleeping in bed and there was an alarm clock and it was half under the covers and it was snoring. And then the alarm struck a certain time. I don't remember if it was noon or whatever. That's really not important. And all of a sudden, air supplies, I'm all out of love.
I'm so lost without you.
I knew you were right.
Believing for so long.
And the lemon guy wakes up and he goes,
air supply, this is bull crap.
And then he turns over and goes back to sleep. But then all of a sudden he wakes up real quick and he goes,
wait a minute, we have cereal.
Yeah.
Because we really were into cereal at the time.
And cereal was
It was
awesome.
Like our motivator to get out of bed.
Yeah, it was.
That's a really long and boring story.
For anyone, yeah, that was bored. That's my fault.
But now it has been told.
Yeah, I just love the lemon voice.
Hey there, now. It's basically like the towel-y voice from South Park or like the
it's
Mr.
Better.
Hanky
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
But,
God damn. Now we've gotten off track.
Yeah, lemons. What were we talking about? I know it started out as cats. Oh, we were talking about
impressions.
Cat voices. I'm not so voices, sure if we should go back to the cat voice discussion. Oh, man.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
You know what I like to do in times like these when I run out of things to say?
And what's up? What are you doing?
I don't need sports to make me feel complete.
Fuck.
Just you by my side to love.
little Mr. Wonderful
Mr.
action.
Mr. Wonderful. My nemesis. I hate that fucking thing. God
this
damn it,
evening,
Kyle.
Let's just lie in bed and talk all night.
God damn it. Put that shit away. Fucking hate that
he's
thing.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Like, all right.
I think I would date him.
Yeah.
His head is sitting on top of my computer monitor.
Well, that's not sadistic.
Hey there, Mr. Wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, man.
Thinking of you is the best part of my whole day.
That makes me feel so good about myself.
All right.
We really need to discuss what we're going to talk about more before we do.
We trail off, man. It's always usually my fault.
Hey.
I'll bring something up and it's... What do you got? What do you got?
You want to hear a song?
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It better be.
It's artificial sex!
Masturbation! It's artificial sex! Masturbation! It's artificial sex! Masturbation!
Okay.
Masturbation is artificial sex.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell what he was saying, that's masturbation is artificial sex. I actually found that song unintentionally. I was looking at an article about the Christian side hug.
Yeah.
which is this other
Holy
song.
Holy shit.
It's this Christian rap group doing a song called the Christian side hug about how apparently they are so, so concerned with not having premarital sex
yes.
and not even thinking about it, that they can't even hug somebody front on without getting a boner.
Yeah, the temptation is too much.
So they have to hug from the side. They stand side to side and put one arm around your shoulder, and that's the Christian side hug. And, should I play part of that or not?
Yeah, play part of that. It's so fucking retarded.
Because it's kind of boring, but and it's like 4 minutes long.
And
so
it is live.
Oh, by the way, I have no idea what guns and police sirens have to do with not hugging people. I also don't know what I'm a rough rider means in that context.
Like, how'd that go?
I'm a rough rider filled up with Christ's love.
Yeah.
What does that mean in that context? Like, I don't hug people. I'm a rough rider?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're a badass motherfucker. Can't give you a hug.
So hard.
Retards.
These are the easy rules, so pay attention. It's essential. This ain't no front hug zone. You ain't that fly. You ain't my drone. Stop and listen. No front hugs and no kissing. I ain't that scared to call your mama. You'll be riding home in a coma. I got my crew. You ain't got nothing. Follow these rules.
Yeah.
Cause we ain't bluffing now. You ain't no rabbi. You ain't no priest. So rise up off me like the showbread with no yeast. Now don't use that front hug, boy. That makes it awkward. That's inappropriate now. You back up off her, cause we wanna keep our minds pure. Wanna keep away from sin. That means it's you two, girl. Oh, we were all around
it. Give me that Christian side, that Christian side, give me that Christian side, that Christian side, I'm a rough rider.
That's probably enough.
That's enough.
One verse, I'm sure, is enough.
What do you think of that?
Well, normally in a rap song, when there's like gunfire and
police sirens,
it's because like you're meant to think that the rapper is a hardcore thug.
Yeah.
Like the gunfire might be from them or from someone that wants to kill them. And the police sirens are because some kind of crime is committed that they've been involved in.
Yes.
Whereas I think this Christian rap group
is a little confused.
Is like playing, like, is this the Jesus police coming to get you for front hugging?
Yeah. Or pack and eat.
Or are they like being persecuted because they don't front hug? I'm not sure what the point of that is.
This ain't no front hug zone.
He says it's awkward, like intentionally positioning yourself side by side and putting one arm around each other, specifically because you don't want a front hug because you might pop a chub.
Yeah.
That's not awkward.
That's not awkward.
No. It'd be way more awkward if we just hugged. And wow. People hug, like, are you allowed to hug, like, your mom?
Yeah.
Are you only not allowed to hug girls that you would fuck given the opportunity?
This is unreal. Yeah.
Christians, man.
I was going to ask if we have any like Christian listeners, like how do they feel about this?
Well, I know we do have Christian listeners and I know, I know of one in particular that people might not guess, although, well I'm not going to out the person just in case.
I wouldn't out them. Yeah.
I'm sure they don't care. It's not a secret, but just in case.
Yeah.
But, it is kind of funny to me. Like, it's weird to me to think that you could listen to this show and be a Christian and be cool with it.
But yeah, it's fucking nuts.
I've said before that, like, I think Christians are crazy, but if you're going to be a Christian, you should probably do it, you know, for real. Like, a real, like, if you really believe what's in the Bible and stuff, then you really don't believe that it's okay for there to be all kinds of different religions or all kinds of different beliefs. It's okay that some people are atheists. You really don't believe that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be out spreading the word and stuff. And maybe you're supposed to love everyone regardless of how sinful they are.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to actually just be okay with it. Like, live and let live is fine, but live and let fuck their lives up.
Yeah.
Is kind of what you're doing if you're an actual Christian and you don't mind that I'm a ungodly atheist. But whatevs.
Whatever.
Speaking of ungodly behavior, there was a story you were telling me about.
Yeah, man. And it's local.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
Well, basically, this guy, he's from GR, the
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yes. I'm sorry. I'm so used to this fucking lingo in this town. But yeah, he's from Grand Rapids. What happened didn't take place in Grand Rapids. He's just from. Basically, this guy wanted to fuck his relative, and he's a sex offender. Like, so he hires this guy to wait down the road because they were going to see a house that this female, his relative, this guy's relative.
Do you know if it was like a sister or a cousin or a...
It didn't say, it just said relative.
Yeah. Okay.
And it didn't say how old, just said young female, I believe.
Okay.
They're going to see this house she was looking at. And he hired this guy to basically kind of help him fuck this chick at gunpoint. So they're on their way to this house and this guy was at this certain exit. and he was pretending, this guy he hired was pretending his car broke down. He flagged them down. They were on a motorcycle. He flags them down, puts a gun to their heads and says, you know, go into these woods. Mm-hmm. You're going to have sex and I'm going to watch. So they're in the woods and the chick, the chick said something like afterwards when they took a statement, I would have rather died than do this act. But the guy was like telling her, I just don't want you to get hurt. So let's do this.
Right.
The relative. I don't know if it's an uncle or what.
Do you know if she knew that he was a sex offender already?
I didn't say. He's like 52, I believe. And she's probably judging from it saying young lady, probably in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. It didn't say. But yeah, so he hires this guy to... he has this plot and he hires this guy to do this thing so he can fuck his relative. And
right.
Of course, they were fucking and the chick said even after he left, the guy kept fucking her and she had to push him off. So there was some suspicion and they eventually caught the guy that was hired.
Uh-huh.
They had put a sketch out because it was all this girl that was putting out, you know, information.
The guy's going to be like, yeah, I'll get to that later.
And because of his lack of involvement, they kind of started looking at him and eventually found out, yeah, he was part of this plot.
Wow.
And it's just fucked up. What the fuck?
I guess if you're going to commit an act of incestuous rape,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of a clever way to go about it. Except it doesn't sound like he really thought it through. Like if he really wanted to get the job done, he should have like pretended to go along with the investigation and be like, yeah, we got to get this guy.
Yeah, that's where he got fucked.
Pretended to be outraged. But I think he should have known to begin with that it wasn't going to work out, that it wasn't going to be convincing. Because, you know, if you really want to fuck somebody,
yeah,
it's going to be hard to be doing it and pretend not to like it.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. If the whole point was that you wanted to like it,
yeah,
you know, like
it's going to be like minimal pleasure and you're going to be like, God, why are you doing this to us?
Oh. I wonder if he gave the guy like a list of positions, like these are my favorites. Make sure we go through these. Yeah. Make sure you make me come on her face.
Moan louder. Enjoy it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I really like it when they call me daddy. So make sure she does that. Wow.
Yeah, just nuts.
Yeah, wow.
What'd you get out of this? I know what I did. Basically, if you want to fuck somebody and they don't want to fuck you, get a gun.
Wow. That's what you took away from this story?
Yeah.
Oh boy, you are painting a picture of yourself as a sex offender.
Just kidding.
She not want it?
Yeah.
I mean, I get, you know, it's your relative, it's taboo and everything, but once you're like in the middle of it, you know, you got a gun to your head, you got an excuse. How could you not want it?
Yeah, this is kind of clever because you think if he was a little fucked in the head and he wanted to fuck her, he just put a gun to her head and said, hey, you know,
well, then have sex with me. Get caught.
He would get caught. So he's like, I'll hire somebody, you know, to take the fall.
Yeah, but when I said how can you not want it, I meant on the girl's part, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because how can you not want it, right?
Once she starts getting into it, right?
Right, exactly. You know, we're already in the middle of this. I might as well enjoy myself. I mean, what's the difference?
That's not my mentality,
a penis is a penis is a penis. You know, if I have, you know, I'm being forced to fuck a relative, I might as well enjoy myself.
Yeah, but how fucked up, man.
I wonder if she was hot. Probably not, to be honest.
I don't know. Yeah, this guy looks like a sex offender if you looked at him. Just greasy hair sticking out, kind of balding and overweight and just nasty.
Well, I wouldn't have even questioned if I haven't seen him, but I would have assumed that he wasn't hot. But
yeah. What a story.
That's good times.
Yeah.
This actually makes me think of something I've kind of wondered.
Yeah.
Like in movies and stuff, it's not exactly the same thing, but in movies and stuff, you know, people hire hitmen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's some kind of hitman yellow pages, you know, like, or some kind of secret underground website where you can hire hitmen. Like, how do you even know where to go to find a hitman?
I've always wondered about that.
And whenever you hear actual news stories about someone being killed in like a hired hit, it's always like some drunk ex-military relative or something that somebody paid like $100 and said, go kill this person. And then that person gets caught eventually because they're actually not that good at this.
Yeah.
And then they spill the beans and the whole thing comes apart. Where do you, like, how do you find someone who's willing to point a gun at one of your relatives and make them fuck you?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like whenever you hear about, like, like partners in crime, it's one thing if you, like, actually, even this is weird. Like, when two people who agree that they both really want to rob a bank find each other.
Yeah.
That's one thing, although that's still, I don't know still, how you find each other.
What are the odds?
But when it's like two people who go on a killing spree or like a tag team rapists or something, like, how do you find each other?
Yeah, the big thing with me is like couples that find each other and kill people. Like, how do you find this chick and you bring it up, you know, bring up the fact, yeah, I like killing people. How do you feel right. about that?
Or like,
me too. Wow.
Or like child molesters. Like,
yeah.
That somehow both know that they like to touch kids and collaborate. Like,
that's even better. Like, how
do you find each other? Craigslist?
What, like, comes up? Yeah. Craigslist.
Wanted. One male with gun to force my cousin or whoever, niece, to fuck me in the woods,
man,
on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. The guy that hired the older guy that hired the hitman or whatever is fucked in the head. But this hitman, I have to imagine, is fucked in the head as well.
I don't know if I'd call him a hitman, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
just to identify him, yeah. The,
for lack of a better
gunman,
word.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah, I...
Gotta be fucked in the head. Who... It boggles my mind. This is a part of life I will never discover. Like, how does this happen? How do you find these people?
It's not something that comes up in casual conversation.
Yeah, how does, like, the conversation come up? Where does it start?
So what's your favorite color? What kind of music do you like? If you could commit any crime,
yeah,
be honest. I don't know.
God damn,
I don't know how
man.
That works.
Fuck.
But hey, we should probably wrap this up.
All right, sounds good.
You know, all the usual stuff. You can email us, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can use Skype to leave a voicemail if you're international or have some kind of ancient phone plan that has long distance on it still.
Yeah.
You can check us out in the forums, register for the forums, post some stuff. Check us out on the Facebook, become a fan, Twitter, order some free stickers.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
No.
All right.
That should do it for this episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Thanks for listening, guys.
And don't fuck your relatives at gunpoint if you can help it.
Yeah.
If you can't, then, you know, whatever. You have to do what you got to do.
All right, guys. We'll check you next week.
Bye.